God some praise in this place. If he gives you joy deep down in your soul, I think we can do better than that. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please grab your Bibles while you're standing. It's great to be back. I thank God for, I call my wife the queen and my daughter Zoe. I thank God for being back. We work in the school district in Newcastle. We get our summers off, so we take every opportunity during the summer to get away because during the school year it's jam-packed. Amen? Amen. I want to give honor to Pastor and First Lady in their absence and the ministers in the house. It's just a blessing to be given this opportunity to bring the word today. And God truly has a word for the house. Amen? Amen. Let's turn to Proverbs 18:21. Now, I'm going to read this from two different translations, amen? Proverbs 18:21, the message says, words kill, words give life. They're either poison or fruit. You choose. Proverbs 18:21, the Amplified Bible says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it and indulge it will eat its fruit and bear the consequences of their words. Amen. The title of the message today is Watch Your Mouth. I'm going to say that one more time. The title of the message today is Watch Your Mouth. Now, I need you to go out of your way to touch two people because two is the number of witness. I want you to go to two people out of the way and tell them, watch your mouth. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. Tell them, watch your mouth. Watch your mouth. I'm going to pray as you're having your seats. Father, we thank and praise you for this time, Lord God. We thank you that your word will fall on fertile soil, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that this word is a life-changing word, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We honor you and we praise you, Father God. I pray for an anointing that will make the book talk, Lord God. Thank you for bringing clarity, guidance, deliverance, Father God, through your precious Holy Spirit. And I'll be so careful to give you the praise, the honor, and glory. Just humbled, Lord God, by your presence in my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, I heard some of you laugh when I said, watch your mouth, because if it's anything like I grew up, when you said something either disrespectful or out of line to an adult or someone was in authority, another adult would step in and say, watch your mouth. And if you grew up like I did, at the end of that watch your mouth sometimes, your lip might get a little swollen and your behind parts might get a little tanned, as they say. Amen. So this word today is intended to challenge everyday people to experience every victory in Jesus. Amen. I need you to repeat this after me. And I'm strategically doing this, and you'll understand as we go through this message. God, you always cause me to triumph. We're going to do that again. God, you always cause me to triumph. I am more than a conqueror. I am more than a conqueror. See, if we're going to experience every victory in Jesus, we have to be more mindful of what we allow to come out of our mouths. What we say, what we think, and what we do. Tell your neighbor again, watch your mouth. Let's go to James 3:3-6. When you get there, say amen. And I'm reading from the Message translation, amen. A bit in the mouth of the horse controls the whole horse. A small rudder on a huge ship in the hands of a skilled captain sets a course in the face of strong winds. Buckle up. A word out of your mouth may seem of no account, but it can accomplish nearly anything or destroy it. I'm going to say that again. A word out of your mouth may seem of no account, but it can accomplish nearly anything or destroy it. Verses 5 and 6. It only takes a spark, remember, to set off a forest fire. A careless or wrongly placed word out of your mouth can do that. By our speech, we can ruin the world, turn harmony into chaos, throw mud on reputation, send the whole world up in smoke, and go up in smoke with it, smoke right from the pit of hell. So just as a small spark in the forest can lead to uncontrolled forest fires that oftentimes destroys everything in its path, so is our words, amen? So I need you to take it to another level this time and tell your neighbor, you better watch your mouth. See, when we release words, things begin to happen based on the words that we've released. And it's not just in the earth. It's in the heavenlies. I'm going to say that again. When we release words, things begin to happen based on the words that we've released. Not just on earth, but in the heavenlies. Matthew 18:18-20 says, truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. It didn't say it might be. It says, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Verse 19 says, again, truly I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for, it will be done for them by my Father which is in heaven. For wherever two or three are gathered together in his name, he is there in the midst. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So what do I mean? So if we bind sickness, we have to release healing. If we bind poverty, then we have to release more than enough. Amen? Our words are very, very important, and we have to strategically use those words. Amen? Jeremiah 1:12 says, the Lord then says, you are right. I am watching over my word until it is fulfilled. That's huge. So we have the word of God here. And so what God is telling us in Jeremiah 1:12, he says, I'm watching over my word to go and perform it. So what's coming out of your mouth? Are you speaking his word? Are you speaking negativity? Are you speaking what the situation looks like? See, we have to begin to tell God how big he is. Tell our problem how big God is instead of how big our problem is to God. Amen. See, we spend too much time going to God telling him, woe is me. He's given us a weapon in our mouths that we have got to begin to use more. Amen. So in the same way that God is watching over his word until it's fulfilled, guess who else is lurking out there? So the enemy is watching over the negative things that we say to try to bring those things to pass. What do I mean? I'll never get out of debt. Guess what? You probably won't. I'll never get that job. They don't like me. You probably won't get the job. I don't think this back is ever going to get better. You probably won't. See, you're speaking what you want into existence. We have power in our mouths, and we are not utilizing it. Amen? So what I picture in the spiritual realm, and this is what's actually happening in the spiritual realm, when we begin to speak, God is either releasing his angels to go and bring his word to pass, or Satan and his imps are released to bring that to pass. So you have a choice. So life and death is in the power of your tongue. So what are you saying? See, we can't continue to speak on what we see. Faith substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So we have to begin to speak what we want to see. I know you may not be where you want to be right now, but you keep speaking it. You keep speaking it. Amen? We have a responsibility as believers in Jesus Christ to speak life, not only in our own lives, but in the lives of those around us and around those that are connected to us. Amen? Let's look at that taming our tongues chart, please. So as we look at this, right, there's a few scriptures that I'm going to pull from this. So it's very important. We've already learned that the smallest thing can set an entire forest on fire and burn for millions of acres. That's the comparison with our tongue. So when we release our words, what are we setting ablaze? What are we releasing when we release our words? Are we releasing healing? Are we releasing death? Are we releasing debt? Are we releasing curses? What are we releasing when we open our mouths? Because we have that power to be able to do that. Amen? I'm going to read just a couple scriptures from here. Now, we're talking about in this series about leading a victorious life. If we talk like this or if we're doing these things, this hinders us from living in victory. Amen? So Ephesians 4, 29 through 32 says, Watch the way you talk. Let nothing foul or dirty come out of your mouth. Say only what helps. Each word is a gift. Don't grieve God. Don't break his heart. His Holy Spirit moving and breathing in you is the most intimate part of your life, making fit for himself. Don't take such a gift for granted. 31 and 32. Make a clean break with all cutting, backbiting, with all cutting, backbiting, with all cutting, backbiting. Did I say cutting and backbiting? All right. So with all cutting, backbiting, profane talk. Be gentle to one another. Sensitive, forgive one another as quickly and thoroughly. I didn't catch that before. Quickly and thoroughly. Not, you know, I'm going to forgive you, but I ain't dealing with you no more. Quickly and thoroughly as God in Christ forgave us. Let's look at Proverbs 4:24, which says from the Message translations. I love this one. It says, don't talk out of both sides of your mouth. I ain't say mouth. I said mouth. Don't talk out of both sides of your mouth. Avoid careless banter, white lies, and gossip. See, as believers, we're sending mixed signals. I'm not going to look directly at anybody, but I want you to think about you saying at work, they know I'm a Christian, right? But you talking about folk? I ain't looking at nobody. Cussing out the boss. Talking about you're going to give them a piece of your mind. And we need all the mind we got. So this is where it sends mixed signal. Because if you look around the world now, everybody a Christian. There has to be a distinction, though. See, when people come on the scene, if you living right, and maybe they're not, maybe they haven't gotten to that point yet, right? They can tell. They say, I know you guys have heard this. It's just something different about you. You don't join in on the crude jokes. The foolish talk, the boasting, the cursing, the lying, the slander. You don't join in on that stuff. We can't as believers because what we do, we send mixed signals. So what it allows the non-believer to do is say, what makes you different from me? If you cussing folk out and doing all these other things, what makes you any different from me? Has to be a distinction. And that distinction can be found in our words. Amen? So don't send mixed signals. Tell your neighbor again, watch your mouth. Matthew 12:36 says, but I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will have to give an accounting for every careless and useless word they speak. That's big. I was sharing with the worship team I'll call it the green room. When we were in the green room, right? And I said, you know what's funny? If I were to ask you to close your eyes right now, there would be an inner voice going off in your head. So guess who talks to us more than anybody? We talk to ourselves the most. But what are you telling yourself? Are you telling yourself, I love myself. I'm beautiful. I can do this. I can accomplish this goal. I can have this dream. I can become debt free. I can do these things. So we have to begin to talk to ourselves in a positive way. Amen? Because we talk to ourselves more than anybody else does. There's an African proverb that says, If there's no enemy within, the enemy outside can do you no harm. So if there's no enemy within, the enemy outside can do you no harm. So what that means is when they hating on you at work because you're living right and not acting like everybody else, and they hating on you, see, that don't bother you. Because you're not doing what you're doing for them. You're doing them because I represent the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and I'm looking to please him. And if it doesn't please you, you're just going to have to be all right with it. Amen? Let's give God some praise right there. So as I was studying this thing out, I really wanted to understand the brain and how all this works and how we get to our action, right? So let's look at how our thoughts, our words, and our actions correlate. Amen? Let's put that slide up there. Thank you, sis. It says, watch your thoughts, for they become your words. Watch your words, for they become your actions. Watch your actions, for they become your habits. I'm going to say that one more time. Watch your thoughts, for they become your words. Watch your words, for they become your actions. Watch your actions, for they become your habits. There is a direct connection between what we think, what we say, and what we do. See, we can't keep putting things in our ear and eye gates that aren't healthy and expect that it's not going to affect us. Can't do it. All right. You're single and you're going to these love movies. I'm sorry. There you go. Thanks, Queen. The romance movies. And getting yourself all wound up. See, that has an effect on what happens. See, because now when Johnny come over, where y'all used to just sit down and watch movies, you're feeling a little certain way. Because you've allowed that stuff to get in you. See, we keep playing. We keep acting like, I got this. I got this. See, some of us need to be more like Joseph. When the lady came at him, he took off, left his coat, everything else, and ran. See, we keep playing with it like, that stove ain't, it ain't hot. Yeah, it's hot. Stay away from it. And it takes more strength to stay away from it than it does to give into it. Amen? So that thing or thought enters first into our heads. Affairs don't just happen. If it kind of got close to your toes, just lift them up. But affairs just don't happen. You don't just wind up at the Motel 8. Some things have transpired before there. Yeah, you remember when you came to work and I was going to say Johnny, but I'm all over Johnny today. Johnny, your husband didn't tell you how nice you looked before you went to work, and your love language is words of affirmation, and he didn't tell you that, but Ray, I'm not going to give him two Rays, I was going to say Ray, but Ray see you at work at the water cooler, and he's, oh, girl, you wearing that skirt right there. Oh, go ahead, Ray. But inside, if I could do a backflip, I'd do one right now. Because inside, you're doing a backflip. So okay, I done got on Susie and Johnny. Now the thing is, okay, my love language might be words of affirmation. Acts of service, here we go. My love language may be acts of service. So I have a personal assistant that's a female. Man, I come in the morning, she got my coffee. Before I can get up to get the papers off the copier, she got it. See, there's a little attraction going on here because my love language is acts of service. See, because in my mind, I'm thinking, man, my wife don't do none of that. We laughing, but this is how we wind up at the hotel. Right? See that talk going on at the cooler, the water cooler and all that stuff? You got to shut that stuff down. Shut it down. Give God some praise. See, we can't be afraid. We got to shut that stuff down because I think sometimes we think we can take on more than we actually can. Back away from it. It takes more strength to step away than it does to remain in that. Murders don't just happen. There was some thoughts going on there. You going off on someone just doesn't happen. See, some thoughts had been in your head. He or she may have said something or done something that kind of rubbed you the wrong way, but instead of you addressing it right then, you kind of let that stuff build up. And so now is the straw that broke the camel's back. She cut across you and didn't even really mean to, but now you give it to her. Then you got to go repent because you didn't cuss her out. So we have to understand how our words and our thoughts and our action correlate. Amen? So let's look at 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 5. So we have to learn that we cannot ponder on negative thoughts. We all get them. I think sometimes when we get saved, we don't think that the enemy is just going to leave us alone. It's not happening. Any way that he can get at you to get you off course, any way that he can hinder you from getting to your destiny, he will do it. He does not fight fair. He doesn't care. His goal is to get you, period. So this is why it's important that we take a hold of our thoughts, amen. So 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 5 says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to pulling down strongholds." And let me put a pin right there. We all have strongholds. I'm going to go over this side and say it because we all have strongholds. Everybody in this building has a struggle. And many more than one. See, we got to address these things. We got to talk to God about these. He know already. So I'm trying to figure out who we hiding it from. He wants to heal us. Amen? "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." Here we go, verse 5. "Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God." Here we go. "And bringing into captivity every thought and making it obedient to Christ." So what am I saying? When you get thoughts in your head, because that's where they're coming first. We talked about that. It's coming to your head first. We have a responsibility. Take that thought captive. If it's not lined up with the word of God, take it captive. See, it's effort that you have to put in. See, if you let stuff ponder, if you let negativity ponder in your head, you're going to end up doing something that later you'll be repenting for. So we have to understand that it first comes as a thought, and we have a responsibility to take every thought captive. Amen? Let's give God some praise right there. So we not only just arrest that negative and unhealthy thought, we have to replace it with positive thoughts. Amen? Let's look at Philippians 4, 6 through 8. And it says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. It's all about our words. What are we saying? We're letting our requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are good, of good report, if there is any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. So when you have no idea what to do with them negative thoughts, begin to think on God's word. Because I guarantee you, if a negative thought comes, there's something in the word that can combat that. So the thought comes to my mind, I'm fearful. But God hasn't given me the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. Man, the world seems like it's coming against me. What am I to do here? Well, God, you said you always caused me to triumph in Christ Jesus. You told me that I was more than a conqueror. See, we have to begin to get some of those you saids in your mouth. Amen? Because if God is hastening over his word to perform it, then what are we releasing for him to act on? He hastens over his word to perform it. So our thoughts go from our heads to our hearts. Woo! So we have a responsibility. Let's walk through this thing at a nice pace. Thought comes to our head. It's going to be positive or negative. We have a responsibility, if the thought is negative, to replace it with something positive and healthy. Amen? And that should be what the word of God is saying. Amen? Now it goes from the head, whichever we decide to do, if we let it stay negative, or we turn it into positive, it goes into our hearts. From our hearts, it comes out of our mouths. Let's look at Matthew 12, 34, New Living Translation. It says, you brood of snakes, how could evil men like you speak what is good and right? For whatever is in your heart determines what you say. Example, a while ago, many, many years ago, pastor was at a skating rink. And, you know, he probably shouldn't have been out there on the skates, really. And he out there on the skates, and he bites it. Boom. He says, oh, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. He says, slip. Where it come from? It was in your heart. So when we say things, it's coming from somewhere. Either we've allowed that negative thought to hold on in there, and it's gotten in our heart, and now it's coming out of our mouth. So we're wondering why we snap it at our spouse. We snapping at the kids. We snapping at everybody at work. We just evil. You know why? Because we haven't taken those thoughts captive and made them obedient to what Christ is saying and what we should do. Amen? That's why it's so important that we think before we speak. So this really ministered to me because I used to be quick with the lips. You know what I mean when I say quick with the lips? I was coming back at you with something. I couldn't wait for you to finish, so I'm coming. So I used to be quick with the lips. So this is really speaks volumes to me because I'm realizing even more and more as I'm maturing in the faith. Now, that was pre-Christ. But I'm understanding now to think before I speak. Because once words are released, things are happening beyond your natural view that you can't see. I'm going to say that one more again. Things, once words are released, things are happening beyond our natural view that we can't see in the earth and in the heavenlies. We have a tremendous power in our mouths. And I want to ask you this morning, are we using that power to kill or to bring life? See, you have to answer that. I can't answer it for you. Now, let me tell you about conviction and condemnation. So if the shoe fit, tie it up. If it don't, no worries, right? But if it fits, you have to understand the magnitude of your words and how I really want you to, I wish I would have been able to find a video that would have really shown how just a small spark in the woods in California, within 30 minutes, you have acreages of fire that's uncontrollable. That's how powerful your words are. So that means when you give them out, and that means when you receive them. So let me bring that a little closer to home then. Remember when your parents said, you ain't gonna never be nothing? You remember when you might have told somebody, you ain't gonna never be nothing? Remember when you told them, you're just like your daddy? In a negative sense. Those words scar in a way, in wound that you will never, ever know. That's why the Bible tells us to be quick to listen, slow to speak. Because once you release them, it's no pulling it back. And the damage is done. You can go later on. You can apologize. And we pray that God would touch their hearts and different things like that. But we have to be more mindful that once we release these words, there's nothing that can be done about that after that. But I want to look at this in a positive sense, though. So we've just learned that as I release words and I release God's word, he watches over it until it's fulfilled. So if you're dealing with sickness and his word says that by his stripes I'm healed, that's what you should be publishing. Once again, if you're lacking, you have to go to Psalms 23 and says, no, I'm not lacking. I serve Jehovah Jireh. He's my provider. He sees to it beforehand. Now, this is not a name it and claim it message where you're asking God to get you out of debt, but you keep running up your credit cards. That's not what I'm talking about. See, there's a lot of onus on us. So when we speak these things, there's some actions that have to take place. So let's round home. So our thoughts go into our head. They go from our head to our hearts. From our hearts, the words come out. Guess what follows? Actions. So your life is being framed by what you say, what you think about. So you're wondering, and everybody can do this self-evaluation. So you're wondering, how did I get here in life? It was through thoughts, it was through words, and it was through actions. But I came today to encourage you. I came today because this is a call to action. Amen. Come on, let's give God some praise. This day is a call to action. We know that if we speak negativity, more than likely we're going to get negativity. There's another saying that says, he that says he can and he that says he can't are both correct. It's a mindset. He that says he can and he that says he can't are both correct. You know why? Your words, your actions follow. So when you get up tomorrow in the morning and you wake up on the wrong side of the bed, as they say, get back in it. Roll out on the other side. Because God has given you another opportunity, another day to get it right. We got to give him some praise for that. Some of us in our lives have had people to speak damnation upon us. Some of us have spoke damnation upon ourselves. I want us to reverse the curse today. So let's look at what a curse is. A curse is a solemn utterance intended to invoke a supernatural power to inflict harm or punishment on someone or something. So we can reverse the curse. So those things that may have been spoken over our lives that have been negative, we have a choice. We can arrest that thought. We can quit pondering on it. And we can replace it with God's word. Amen. Dennis, when you get a chance, whoever, the musician, thank you. My hope today is that you would use your power in a positive way, because you have power, and you have to understand that. See, first of all, I think sometimes we get caught up in titles, right? If you don't have minister on your name, or you don't have pastor or bishop or all these other things, you know when you give your life to Christ that you're a minister of reconciliation. See, I want you to understand that. See, there's God requires something of you. So you're a minister of reconciliation. So if don't nobody ever call you a minister, if you've never been ordained, if you've never been licensed, it doesn't nullify your importance to the kingdom. Amen. Let's give God some praise there. So I want us to use our power as we close here. I want us to use our power this morning. First of all, we have to repent. So repent means I turn away from. That's all repent is. Repent is not, and I've heard it said, repent is a 360-degree move. So if the sin or the unhealthy thing that I've done is here, and I do a 360, guess what I've just done? Right? To repent means to turn away from. So you're doing a 180-degree turn. So instead of turning all the way around, this is where you at. So it's behind you now. And so I encourage us this morning, I truly believe that God wants to set some people free in this place today. I truly believe that. Give him some praise. And so this is what happens in the heavenly when you've repented for negative, unhealthy words that you've released. The angels of the Most High God have been released to take the negative words and curses captive. That's what happens when you repent. He releases them. I believe that God is canceling the plans and schemes of the enemy that have been assigned for your demise. See. I don't think y'all believe what I'm saying. I really don't think you understand what I'm saying. There is power in your words. There's power in your words. So all I'm doing is trying to, for you to allow it to get in your spirit so you understand, because life and death are in your tongue. It's in your tongue. So I'm going to say that again. I believe that God is canceling the plans, schemes of the enemy that have been assigned for your demise. He comes to kill, He comes to steal, and he comes to destroy. But God gave us power over all the power of the enemy. And guess how we exercise that power? Through what we say. Amen? Let's stand to our feet, because I'm going to release some words in the atmosphere. Let's give God some praise as we're standing. And the altar's open. The altar's open. Don't feel any kind of way. If you need to come, and I know many do, I know this word was for this house. If you need to come to this altar and get free, you need to get down to this altar. Amen? So what I'm going to do, I'm going to release some words in the atmosphere. Now you know, if you don't know, now you know. This is one of my favorite books. Prayers That Rout Demons and Breaks Curses. So when you find yourself in this, get down here. Because I want you to begin to repeat these things back to God. Because once again, when you release God's word, he's hastening. He's watching over it to perform it. Oh, that's my son. That's my daughter. Speaking my word, go, go. He sends them. Amen. No weapon. Give me something battle-like. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against me in judgment I condemn. I am established in righteousness, and oppression is far from me. The weapons of my warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. I take the shield of faith, and I quench every fiery dart of the enemy. I take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and I use it against the enemy. I am redeemed from the curse of the law. I am redeemed from poverty. I am redeemed from sickness. I am redeemed from spiritual death. I overcome all because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I stand in the evil days, having my loins girded about with truth, and I have the breastplate of righteousness. My feet are shod with the gospel of peace. I take the shield of faith. I am covered with the helmet of salvation, and I use the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. I am delivered from the power of darkness and translated to the kingdom of God's dear son. If y'all don't believe it, I'm taking it for myself. I do not have the spirit of fear, but a power of love and sound mind. I am blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. My hand is upon the neck of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. I am anointed to preach, to teach, to heal, and to cast out devils. I receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. And I reign in life through Christ Jesus. I have life, and that more abundantly. I walk in the light as he is in the light. And the blood of Jesus cleanses me from all sin. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am the head and not the tail. I shall decree a thing, and it shall be established. See, we have to get some righteous indignation when it comes to this enemy. See, we keep playing with the enemy. Why he keeps hitting us upside our head over and over again, because we acting too shy when it comes to the things of God. Listen, I'm going to be bold about the things that I want from God. I'm upping my ask. So what I mean, upping my ask, I'm asking God for more than I've ever asked him for in my life. And I'm believing that he's going to do it in the name of Jesus. I walk in the light as he is in the light, and the blood of Jesus cleanses me from all sin. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am the head and not the tail. You can decree a thing and it shall be established. I have favor with God and with man. So when you go into that job tomorrow and they acting the way they acting, you say, I have favor with God and with man. I will be satisfied with long life, and God will show me his salvation. I bind the spirit of cancer right now in the name of Jesus. Able to heal. He's able to deliver. He's able to bring you back from wherever you were. Come down for 1 second. The reason why I'm walking in this authority, and I don't know why God done it, but I told you guys a few weeks ago, I watched my mom die in my face. Yeah. I watched her. I felt her pulse, and she had none. God did it. That's who did it. God did it. He wants to work miracles in the earth. But you got to speak it and you got to believe it. It doesn't matter what it looks like. Do you understand what the supernatural is? That's when what's supposed to happen meets what shouldn't happen in the minds of the human. See, the things that we can't fathom, that's what God wants to do, because he wants them to understand, wait, when they look and they say, wait, hold on. So you telling me you watched your mom die in front of you, and the way that you noticed she passed is that, you know, when you pass on, you lose control of your bowels and your urine. She gonna get me for this, but she peed all up her back. That's how we knew. And when I tapped her on the face and she says, I hear you, baby, she never opened her eyes. Hallelujah! She never opened her eyes. And as I looked at her, she had this peace and this calm about her. So we get to the hospital. She looks at me and she says, baby, those were the bluest clouds I've ever seen. Don't tell me that God is not real. Don't tell me that God doesn't work one of the miracles in your life. And the beauty about God, he's no respecter person. He's no respecter person. The same, your miracle may not be bringing your mother back. It may be getting your wayward son to come home that's out there on drugs. He wants to deliver your children, because they're out to get your children. Amen. Let's go warfare one more time. I dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and I abide in the shadow of the Almighty. No evil will befall me. No plague shall come near my dwelling. My children are taught of the Lord, and great is their peace. I am strengthened with the might of my spirit. I am rooted and grounded in love. I bless my natural enemies and overcome my natural enemies. I gotta keep going. I gotta keep going. I gotta keep going. Lord, bless me and keep me. Make your face shine upon me and be gracious unto me. Lift up your countenance upon me. Make me as Ephraim and Manasseh. Let me be satisfied with favor, filled with your blessing. Lord, I command a blessing upon my life. I command a blessing upon my life. I command a blessing upon your life. In the name of Jesus, give me revelation and let me be blessed. I am the seed of Abraham through Jesus Christ. I receive the blessings of Abraham. Lord, bless me and multiply me. Multiply me as the stars of the heaven and the sand of the seashore. Let your showers of blessings be upon my life. Let's give God some praise. Now, we've been going through this series. We've been talking about, I want the victory. We are victory. We are victory. We are victory. I'm going to say it until you get it. We are victory. We are victory. We are a testimony. We are victory. See, when you begin to say that, you begin to walk in it. Your words dictate your actions. If I'm saying I'm victory, then that means I have to do some things to be victorious. We can't keep speaking defeat and expect to be victorious. Amen? God is worthy. Give him some praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can I get the altar workers quickly, quickly, quickly? Can you come quickly? So we have to watch what we think. We have to watch what we say. We have to watch what we do. And I know we say that people are watching us, and that should have some bearing on how we conduct ourselves. But more importantly, God is watching us, and he wants to see, what is my son doing? What is my daughter doing? How are they representing me or not representing me? Because that's what this is about. So I encourage you. I encourage you to search the scriptures. I encourage you to look for those things that you need God to move in. The Bible is clear. It says that you have not because you ask not. Begin to ask God for what you want. But I got to tell you, you got to be living. This is not the vending machine message where you can just ask God and he do it. No. You got to be living in the way that's pleasing to him. I've watched God do things in my life over this last 6 months that have blown my mind. I encourage you, if you can write your own affirmation, because faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. If you can write your own affirmation, the same way I just read in that book, I am more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. That's nothing more than an affirmation, right? So when you get up in the morning and you go to do battle, because every morning that we get up, we should be strapping on the full armor of God, because the enemy's coming. He's coming after us. And so we can never take that lightly. But I want us to use this weapon that we have, which is our mouth, and begin to speak things positively into the atmosphere. Even that family member that has gotten on your last nerve, begin to pray for them. Pray for what you want to see in their lives. We have to. We have the power. Maybe they just don't know any better. But we know better. But we know better. Amen. Let's give God praise one more time. Hallelujah. Did you get something today? Hallelujah. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Words kill. Words give life. They're either poison or fruit. My prayer is that you choose to speak life. Amen. I'm going to pray and close it out, and then I'll speak the blessing. Father, thank you. Let's lift our hands. Father, thank you. Thank you for an opportunity to deliver a rhema word to your people. The desire and the intent was to challenge everyday people to experience Jesus in every way. And I pray that they have done that this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you that your word has fallen on fertile soil, Lord God. And not just fallen on fertile soil, Lord God, but I thank you that your word has taken root, Lord God, in the lives of your people, Lord God. I come against condemnation. I come against curses. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood over everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord God, to release the power in our mouths through your word, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we'll be so careful, Lord God, to give you praise, to give you glory, and to give you honor. And Father God, we expect for you to show yourself strong on our behalf. We expect to see a move from you in our lives tomorrow, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the boldness, Lord God, that only comes from you. It's in your Son. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's give him praise. If we can lift our hands, I'll speak the blessing. I bless you in the name of Jesus, the name that's above every name. We bless your homes. We bless your finances. We bless everything that God intended for you to have. I pray and I bless the words that come out of your mouth. I pray that they would set ablaze the angels in heaven to work on your behalf. I pray that you become so blessed and overwhelmed that you have no other choice but to do what? Give somebody a hug. I'll be out in a second.